Okay, what we have here is board time, Wednesday, January 28th at 1:34.
Okay, welcome, everybody. We've got, first of all, I guess the first order of business is to review and adopt the minutes if they're good. Are we ready to do that?
I'd move for approval. Do we want to do these collectively or individually?
Your call.
We'll do them separately.
Okay.
Move for approval of the board time minutes of January 14, 2015.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, that passes.
Move for approval of the board time minutes for January 21, 2015.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, we have two things here. One, we've got Dr. Melnick here to talk about the e-cigarette bills, and we have Chris Cook to talk about the other. I hate to keep top-end staff waiting, so what should we do? What do you recommend? Who should go first?
Find out who gets the biggest paycheck.
Mike Furtis is in a meeting till 2, so if you want him, maybe we let Chris go. If you don't need him, then either's good.
Let Chris go. Oh, you mean go? You not go away?
No,
you
no,
go
Chris,
now.
Let me let Chris go first because Mike's not available.
We're not going to let you go, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more time, real slow.
Dr. Allen, you're welcome to stick around, and if you want to, I just hate to keep you waiting.
I'm happy to be.
Okay. All right. Then the first item of business here is Chris. You're up.
All right. I believe I was asked to come here to discuss the request by the City of Ridgefield to de-designate about 102 acres of agricultural resource land north of the city's urban growth area and their boundary. And designate that land for urban use within the urban growth area of Ridgefield. So I've spoken to each of you about that. If you have particular questions, I would be happy to answer them.
I recall that.
To review the issues.
Well,
would you like me to do?
There are two different action items having to do with this in front of us. One is for us to either keep your well-written opinion confidential or to release it to the public. The second one has to do with our somehow acting on that and giving a yes or no answer to Ridgefield to include them or not to include this extra land into the UGA. Let me just say that whatever we do on making an important decision, and this is really important to Ridgefield, I feel we have an obligation to reveal our reasoning, our basis for making that decision. It should not be something that we hold in secret. And for that reason, I look at your well-researched, very well-written, compelling step-by-step components that make up that basis. And when I read that, I thought, this is something that should be out in the open. And for that reason, the first item would be for us to be able to just vote to make that open. And that there's open alternative views on that. Yes.
So I have a question. I have a broader question that I think is a legal question. So is this the proper, if we look at what the second action is intended to be here, is board time the appropriate venue for doing either of these actions. For some reason, I'm a little uncomfortable about doing it in this venue. As are we taking, because this is comp plan. These are comp plan issues. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure, I guess what I'm not sure about is why we're separating this out of comp plan action and doing it in this venue. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it feels to me like we should be doing it.
And let me just add on to that. Because I agree with you. A really important question here is, what is the appropriate setting? Is this something that belongs in a public hearing or in a consent item agenda, or is it or board time? Because it ought to be open and transparent because of the magnitude of this.
Well, as for the 1.2A, I think this is certainly an appropriate forum in which to discuss and vote on that. I can't think of a better place that doesn't need to be in a public hearing. The attorney-client privilege belongs to the client, so the client can waive it. I couldn't waive it for you. That is totally your decision. And I think that that's not the sort of thing that the public can legitimately have a say on.
Okay.
Because the public hasn't read it. And the public wouldn't until it is waived.
Okay, Tom has a question.
I think we've already had our work session on this. We had a public work session. And I think that we're in the direction of giving our staff, as we move forward with the comprehensive plan, a take of where we are along the way with the specific item that was added after we had an agreement with the addition on the urban growth boundary for Ridgefield on the east side of the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Can we do this? If we break this into two separate things, because I think you're talking about B.
No,
it's
an explanation of why we need to discuss this, and it's part of it. If we continue to increase, as she has said in the report that she put out there, if we continue along that way, it's not justified and jeopardizes what we have agreed on previously with Ridgefield on the east side of the freeway.
You're talking about B. What I would like people to do is focus on A first. A is just
this
making
is,
it public.
This is their request.
There's two requests here. A has to do with us voting to waive attorney-client privilege to make Chris's report public. That's all that A is.
Oh.
And then B is us acting on their request. So I just want us to cover A first.
There's two parcels to be added, and we're only going to take action on one.
You're talking about B. So
no, I'm talking about why I personally don't support the one at request, because we've already have an agreement of the expansion already. This is an addition to that.
Right.
So I think we could do both today.
Okay. Well, you see, A is just to waive.
That's the report.
Yep, and that's the only thing. So that's one vote. This and we take care of that, and then we can handle this one as the next conversation after we take care of A. Is that okay?
They're together, two votes. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, you want.
Okay. So you're comfortable, and you feel like this is the appropriate setting for us to be able to vote today to waive or not waive attorney-client privilege on this any report.
As for the other, I don't think that need be in a public hearing.
Okay. Should
there isn't a specific process that is delineated in either our code or state law as to how people with requests to change the comprehensive plan when the ideas for formulating those changes are being made. There isn't a process, there isn't a required process for that. So we don't have to give notice that somebody here wants to redesignate land and then hold a hearing on that. We don't give notice that somebody over there wants to change density of a particular parcel and put that in the update. So this is an open public meeting. The press is here, and other members of the public are here. I don't see there being a problem with your considering and voting on that here.
Yeah, so it's not a question of it be a problem. It really is a question of what's the best practice. Would it be more transparent and more appropriate for us to be able to either put this on the consent item agenda, or even though it's going above and beyond, just simply a hearing by itself, would you recommend that we vote on it here in this board time?
I think I would recommend that it be voted on here. There are, as you can imagine, a number of different ideas about how the comp plan should be updated. And I don't believe that it's appropriate to have a public hearing on each of those ideas.
Okay.
So, if I can ask you another question.
Certainly.
Are there any other requests in the comp plan as a whole that are special requests that we have are not yet resolved? So my question is this going to be the only time we do this in this venue outside of that broader discussion of the urban growth update?
Well, Counselor, I didn't ask for this to be put on the agenda. I believe that was at Councilor Madore's initiative, but I could be wrong, and I don't know what...
Actually, the A is my agenda, and yes, I broke it down into two items,
right,
because I didn't want to confuse the two. So I'm not necessarily recommending that we vote on this
right.
one today. I would like to point out that the difference between voting on that issue here today in contrast to voting on it in a BOCC meeting is that there's no opportunity for the public to comment on that today. But if we were to open that up at least for a consent item in a regular hearing mm-hmm. setting, then the public can comment on us on that before we vote.
And again, I would not advise that every request to change the comp in a particular way be the subject of a hearing.
I understand, but imply there's a whole bunch of them, but we only have one.
I think some clarification ought to occur here. There were other requests.
Absolutely.
That came in before our deadline. This request came in well after our deadline.
Well, they have come in before and after.
Right. But this particular request is the one that was submitted well after the deadline.
Well, it's the only one that was submitted by a city after the deadline. Yes.
Okay.
And I guess that's a good distinction.
So the other requests are included in our alternative set.
The other cities' requests
yes.
are, yes.
Right.
There are some what we call site-specific requests that are not included in the alternatives because they were not thought to be meritorious.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So,
but we have we written letters and told them no?
I could not tell you that, Counselor, because they didn't come to me. They came to probably your office and planning.
I would suggest to that two things. One is that we vote today on A, and we also send that copy to Ridgefield, and then we bring B forward on a consent item next week, so that the public, as well as the City of Ridgefield, has opportunity to speak to this issue in a public setting before we vote. And that is going above and beyond. I get that. We don't have to do it today, but we have the discretion to do it on Tuesday, and it just simply is a more open process. I know that we're not somehow requiring ourselves to do every little thing for the future for all stuff, so this has nothing to do with that. This just has to do with one request that's really important to one city and allow them to be able to speak to the issue in public if they want to. Yes, sir.
If we kick this one down the road, we'll be forever getting this comp plan done. This also gives our staff direction as to how they plan. There's just one little facet of it. Her report has a lot to do with our report to be made public as to the pros or cons of doing what they requested. I would like to address them both now. I think that we've had at least one workshop on this, and I think maybe two, and to bring it back to another hearing to do it again is kicking the can down the road, and we're going to have a lot of work backing up on it.
Richfield has testified, representatives of the city of Richfield have testified in open hearing about this.
And I can hear both sides of this, and so on this, I'll go with if we get a vote an indication today that from either fellow councilor that says we'd like to be able to have an opportunity for somebody to be able to the city to speak to this on Tuesday, then I'll go with that. But if my fellow councilors say that today is good enough, then I'll go with that.
So when did the Richfield representatives testify? Was it before November 25th?
Right, and I understand the import of the question, and Councillor, honestly, I can't tell
but I can see that you're certain it did happen.
I am absolutely certain it happened. Mayor Onslow and Councillor Wells came and testified.
Okay. And they submitted this request or had already submitted it and were advocating for this.
Yes, that's correct.
And so, of course, they do need an answer.
Absolutely.
The sooner they get the answer, I agree, the better off. What I'm trying to figure out is I'm kind of zooming out of this specific decision. And I don't want to beat the horse on this, but if we have other similar matters that are going to be coming forward for resolutions on the comp plan, I think it's better if we have a uniform way we handle those. And so regardless of what action we might take here, I think some thought about having a uniform process for anything else that is still unresolved with the comp plan. And as much of that in the normal process that we're doing the rest of the comp plan, which is a meeting in our regular hearing room. So this one does have some reasons why it's unique.
Mm-hmm.
One is coming in after the deadline. Some other reasons why this specific request make it unusual. If we could at least agree that other things that are still unresolved in the comp plan, that we'll have kind of a uniform way we take those forward, and in the consideration of this being unique, does that sound feasible?
Well, no.
We could act on this one today. But
we have had other requests, but not at as formal as this one.
Yeah.
We've had at least two landowners come to us and ask to be brought into the UGA or into an industrial area, and we turned them down at the front door. This one, because it was requested by the city of Ridgefield, is being handled in a different way, and I would think that you would handle them both the same.
Well, and I don't disagree with that. A jurisdiction versus a private property owner. So,
because of the uniformity that you're looking for, standardized practice on this, I would prefer, if we're going to kind of set a precedent and a practice, the public BOCC more formal setting is more appropriate. And I'll tell you why. So far, we've been in full support, 100% unanimous agreement with all of the jurisdictions and everything that we've done so far.
No. We're not in agreement with Ridgefield. I'm with the centers.
The center really hasn't, as far as I know, provided a document to us in a formal way like they have. They invested the time to document their reasons in a public setting, present their request. It's been more of a verbal, informal.
Well, they brought it forward, gave it to our staff, and our staff presented it to us at the workshop.
Counselors, I have a request.
Yes?
Before you vote on either 1.2A or 1.2B, I would prefer to speak with you about it in executive session.
How much time do you need?
5 minutes.
Okay. All right. Then do we need to vote to go to executive session?
And this would be to discuss potential litigation.
Okay. And all right, we'll make it 10 minutes because sometimes we go longer. That's normal. So, entertain a motion to break for to go into executive session for 10 minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
And we'll return at 5 minutes after. Quarter two.
Yeah.
7 minutes after.
Just saying.
So picky.
Can you push pause on that?
10 is 10.
Okay, pause rather than stop.
Where is the pause button?
Or otherwise we'll have to have two files.
Pardon? Yeah, we'll have two. I don't see a pause button.
Two files. All right.
Two vertical lines would be the pause button, right?
Yeah.
I don't see a pause button.
Okay. End of part one.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to hit stop and then I'll hit the play button. Well,